balls flew through the skies like they hadn't all year in Denver. But unfortunately for the Broncos, it was the Colts who got the better of this aerial battle, dealing Denver a 34-31 defeat, the Broncos' first home loss in 23 months. While the offense had its best day of the year, Denver's defense was singed for 437 yards and 3 touchdowns, which was one more touchdown than they'd allowed all year before Sunday.
We didn't do our job. We had many opportunities just to stand up and get a stop, and we didn't get it done. And it makes you angry.
The Broncos did hold leads in the game and had tied the contest at 31 when Jason Elam nailed a 49-yard field goal. But that kick left a minute 49 on the clock, way too much time for a passer like Peyton Manning.
We kicked a field goal and left too much time on the clock, obviously. You know, but good football team like that, you got to find a way to win it. And like I said, we'll be very hard on ourselves in all three phases.
Including defense, which was dominant in the first 6 games, but allowed scores on 7 of 9 drives and never once got to Peyton Manning.
I never really pay attention to pass rush or anything, but I just know he was hitting everything on the money. I got to give him a lot of credit coming into an environment like this and getting the win.
The one thing I know from playing Peyton in the past is even if you have success early, you got to play for 60 minutes because he and that offense makes adjustments better than anybody in this league. And they went at halftime, obviously made some great adjustments, and they made plays we didn't.
I think what really hurt us, you know, is he just makes good throws. I mean, the running game was a little effective. I mean, they were getting too many yards on first down, and then you give Peyton Manning third and short, you know, he'll eat you up.
The loss was a painful one for all the Broncos, including Mike Bell, who had a breakout game, gaining 136 yards and scoring twice coming off the bench.
It hurts. It hurts because everybody, all 11 people, played their hearts out on offense, play by play by play by play, and defense played their hearts out, play by play by play. So when you can't come away with the win, you've got to think to yourself, I know for myself, that what could I do to help the team win?
Bell did plenty. So too did Jake Plummer, who had his most efficient game of the year.
We did some good things, but we didn't win. So bottom line is winning in this league, and we didn't win. So it's not going to be a fun night. It's not going to be fun tomorrow. And we'll have to come back and get ready to work hard next week.
And the Broncos know they'll have to get over this loss and get over it fast.
We still have a chance to reach our goals, you know, and you know, it's one little bump in the road, and we had to come back to work this week. We're playing another great football team coming up this week, and we got to find a way to go on the road and win.
I'll tell you one thing, we can go look at this film. We'll fix our mistakes. Every time they scored a touchdown, we knew what the problem was right away. And I think that's a start of getting better and improving and growing from this loss.
I know we're all professional athletes here, and, you know, it's out of the back of my mind right now. You know, the thing I'm thinking about is how I can get ready for next week.
Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.